Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Hello, my witchy poo. Have I got some words for you? Usually too many, I've been told. Usually too many.
You just live in abundance. That's what it is.
Well, yeah, gets me in trouble.
And how are you, my elf?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I've been going through some Earth School lessons that can be a little exhausting.
Lessons and blessings.
They're great. Lessons and blessings, baby. Lessons and blessings. I almost said motherfucking lessons. But they're good. They're good. But they just, you know, they can be a little taxing at times.
Yeah. Well, they're
you know,
humbling.
We certainly. Yeah, they are humbling. Yep. Yeah. I've certainly had my fair share lately. But, you know, in generally good spirits. And one of my interesting lessons that we're going to talk about. I say good spirits.
You did.
I'd be laughing at that. It was actually, the pun was not intended.
I know. It made me laugh.
But that's actually fun. but before we get going, I actually wanted to start with a mini kind of commercial break for vibes. Some interesting things.
One of my favorite things is when my vibes boxes arrive.
Oh my God, I know. You're so funny. You're like a kid.
I know. Look what happened today.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, I'm never in a bad mood when I, you know, touch rocks, much less have them sent to me. So I totally understand. but there's three things I wanted to mention. Quick story. But the first thing is Mother's Day is coming upon us very soon. And we've been holding back these amethyst carved roses.
You are stockpiling? Is that what you're doing?
Oh my God. Well, you know what? When I ordered them, fell in love with them. It's something I had never seen. They are absolutely stunning. They are cut. I mean, they're not just the top of the rose. They're cut with the stem. We'll have pictures and stuff that we'll send out to everyone.
Cool. They're so cool.
They're beautiful. And you know, because we sent you some because that's what we do.
It was my Christmas present.
Anytime anything comes in, it goes right. It goes to Brenda and it goes to Catherine.
Yeah. So I have them on top of my amethyst table. It makes me so happy.
Oh my God. You are. If you had an addiction, it would be amethyst.
I know. It's real.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, if you're going to pick an addiction in life, that's a pretty good one to have.
No apologies.
So I just wanted to say that we will have these for Mother's Day. We're super excited. We will have a couple sizes. I think I want to call one size little mama and the other one big mama.
That's good. That's good.
Right. Yeah, right. I like I want to put a bag of amethyst gravel in each one so people can use them in a vase or a vase. Depends on where you live. So that's number one.
Nice.
Number two, it only took me a year to figure out that the rose quartz rollers, the electric rollers that we have, was magic on my sinuses because I am the queen of congestion. I have been since birth. My mother told me that my dad used to wake up every morning saying that he woke up every day with a cold. It's actually not what it was. We have an issue with changes in barometric pressure and it presents itself as congestion. He did not know that. He does now. As we know, my ghost dad is always near. So I've always struggled with it because I live in areas with massive like microclimates and they change constantly. So I struggle a lot with that. I started using that rose quartz roller at night, kind of gently, you know, like around.
And this is for your face, people, right? It's a small roller and it's for the face. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure they knew.
I mean, people use it like for the gully, the chin stuff, which I'm touching mine right now. I can just go cluck, cluck. But people use it for that to tighten it.
Yeah.
This was like, I woke up the next day and felt, I'm like, wait, what happened? Am I alive? Did I die in congestion, left my body? Like, what happened? It was amazing. And I spoke to Kat Gallagher this morning, same thing with her. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? She goes, I thought you knew. So anyway, I'm sharing with everybody. I didn't
You're
know.
Shipping them. You didn't know.
I didn't know. No, but I didn't. I used it more for, I mean, I hate to confess, for vanity.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with
that. I did.
Yeah.
No, but I didn't realize it had actually a real super purpose for somebody like me. So anyway, that's number two.
And again, just doing it very lightly above the eyebrow, right? Gently across the forehead because you have lots of sinus congestion there. And then not underneath like the bags under your eyes, but just to the side of the nose, very, very lightly and wide. Like this is how you do it before you go to bed. And like
I know I'm laughing because they have bags. It's like I always got the bags toting around.
Right. The little puffy things, you know how we get. And then if you put it in the refrigerator or even the freezer, like the refrigerator is fine for me to just use it. And it just is really, it feels really good.
Okay. Don't put the whole handle in, by the way, folks, because this one is actually electric.
Yeah.
So you can take the top off of it and put it in the fridge. Just FYI. That's all. I don't want anybody sticking their device in the freezer saying, you guys told me to put it in the freezer.
Well, no, I mean, but in the refrigerator, is that a problem? I've never had a problem with it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't keep it in all day, like for maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just for a nice chill, for a chill factor before bed. That's my
God, it's amazing. Anyway, it was just a discovery that I should have made a year ago and did not want to share it. And then the third one is, I mean, wild, like wild, wild. I have a friend at work who there was a reason I actually gave him. It was actually my Meru Mala. I know I talk about the Meru Malas a lot. I think I have lots of stories because I think that I love them so much. So I gave it to him as a gift, as a thank you for something that he had so generously did and said to me. And he put it around his neck. And later that afternoon, he came to me and he said, I don't know what's happening, but my back pain is gone. And he had been suffering for months of this lower back pain.
Did you know?
And then he came back later. I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I did know. Yeah. Okay. Of course I did. I knew, like, I didn't tell him that in advance, but I knew. And you know, it's what we do, right? We don't, because if you say something, it gets in their head and it's like, I just wanted to,
let it be organic.
I wanted it to be natural for people, right?
Let it be organic.
Yeah. Let it be organic. But the part I didn't expect, I expected him to have some relief because those are just little magic nuggets all strung together. They're just amazing magic nuggets. And, but later in the day he came back, he goes, I took it off and my back hurt again. And then I put it back on and it stopped hurting. So he's like this practical, like thinking guy. He's a tech guy, right?
Yep.
And he's like, he's trying to sort it all out and he's putting it on, taking it off. So, and he's like, it's what happens every time. And he goes, I'm not going to take it off. I'm like, that's probably a good plan right now.
Got to get some data. So got anyway, some data. Data says don't take it off.
Well, that's what he did.
Yeah, of course.
Right. That's what he was doing. He was actually, he was creating data and he found that it was something that, you know, made him feel better and happier and you know, a little more belief in those things he can't see. He's like, I don't totally understand this, but I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought that was a fun story that, you know, that it's especially somebody who doesn't believe, right? Or not a big believer.
Well, someone who's most healthy skeptic. We'll call a healthy skeptic.
A healthy skeptic, right, right. To have that happen, I just think it's a confirmation that what we do is, I think what we do is important, of course, otherwise I don't think we would do it, but it's validated through experiences like this. So those are the three things I want to share. And I think I've already killed a good part of the show. So here's today we're actually going to talk about, you know, a few words of the day. And I made a joke earlier to Brenda that when I said I wanted to start the whole episode out by saying Grease is the word, but not today for those who remember the movie. So Grease is not the word, but we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get back and we're going to tell you what the word or words are. Depends how much time we have.
I think we'll get them in. All right, we'll be right back.
Always loved that sound. Ever since my first ride up the coast, and I still do, even with prostate cancer. I was on hormone therapy, but my PSA was rising, so my doctor recommended Nubeqa.
Nubeqa, darolutamide, is a prescription medication used to treat men with prostate cancer that has not spread to other parts of the body and no longer responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. In a clinical study, men lived 2 times longer without their prostate cancer spreading when they added Nubeqa to their hormone therapy compared to those taking hormone therapy alone. Nubeqa can harm unborn babies and cause loss of pregnancy. Men with female partners who may become pregnant should use effective birth control during treatment and for 1 week after the last dose of Nubeqa. Common side effects were feeling more tired than usual, arm, leg, hand, or foot pain, rash, decreased white blood cells, and changes in liver function tests.
Nubeqa can help you live for what you love.
Ask your doctor if a 1 month free trial of Nubeqa may be right for you. For details, go to Nubeqa.com or call 1-888-84-BAYER.
There's never been a better time than right now. Hear me out. If you want to make a change for the better, for a better job, a better future, to be part of something better, this is the time. We've taken our experience creating accredited programs designed from the job up and built them into a better university. University of Massachusetts Global. Find what you're looking for to better yourself in a visionary online environment with better student support ready to take you to a better level. Better enroll now at umassglobal.edu, formerly Brandman University.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back from Julie's break.
Thanks. I love our giggle fest. Sorry, everybody. It's just what we do. We entertain each other.
And we make no apologies.
Nope, no apologies. This is the no apology show.
Now, which word will you share first? That's the question.
Which one first? Yeah. You know, I think it's a word that's come up a lot. And I want us to talk about like kind of both sides of a word, because there's like two sides of a coin. There's always two sides of everything, at least. And I think the first one is actually neutrality, to be neutral. You know, it came up for me because I got a call from a friend that was really struggling, trying to see her own path. And she's like, I need your help. I can't see anything. It's all blank and dark to me now. And da 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 da. And I said, well, honey, are you neutral? She says, what do you mean? I said, are you open to whatever the outcome may be and not trying to, you know, push it to another direction? And she goes, oh, no, I'm not. I said, well, neutrality, right?
Rut row,
not neutral. And I learned neutrality from you. So why don't you share with everybody? No, but for real. I mean, I say this all the time. It's like, I learned it from you for real. So why don't you talk about neutrality, and then we'll just go back and forth. We'll banter.
Okay. Well, you know, this is the thing. A lot of things that are very popular in the spiritual or energetically curious conversations or communities is manifesting, right? I'm going to manifest. I'm going to create. I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to drive for this. I'm going to, you know, because I'm very spiritual. I can do this. And yeah, sometimes you can. And there's also a bigger move that says, I'm going to focus on building within myself, but be neutral. Because sometimes what you're moving towards may or may not be in your highest good, but we love to get attached to our own ideas. We just do, right? In the moment, you get excited, you get inspired, or you think that's the direction you're supposed to go, or however it shows up. But there's a more powerful way that says, I want this, whatever it is you're focused on, or better, and then turn it over to the divine, right? Turn over to the other side that says, you have a different perspective. I value that. And maybe if I'm so attached to what I think is right, what I think is best, I'm missing something that's even better.
Or what I want. See, that's the other thing that I found is that there's a lack of neutrality because there's a view that if I don't, you know, get a bigger job or more money, or I don't have the relationship that I think I want, that gets in the way of neutrality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a lot, right? And that's what I'm saying. We get over attached to whatever it is we think we want, but we only have information that we have access to. We don't have information to everything. You know, even Google, like, capture everything, right? So there are iterations that are just, you know, can't happen. When I was back in the day, when I was in college, in undergrad, like way back in the day, I applied to be what we called house fellows, right? An RA. And I got on the alternate list. So I did well in the interview process, but not well enough. And so I was just heartbroken. Of course, I was like, oh, you know, because I just kind of didn't have a plan B because I just so wanted this so much. And what happened is I ended up calling and just saying, you know, I'd like to learn more about how I could have interviewed better. And during the call, the hiring manager, who was so gracious and so kind to even entertain my call, because you can imagine how many people would have called back and said, why didn't you choose me? But I learned a lot. And of course, 3 weeks later, I get a call that says, hey, we'd like you to be on our staff, you know? But it was, it happened in a different way, in a completely different way, and ended up, you know, landing in the perfect dorm and perfect house is what they would call them. And so it all worked out exactly how it was supposed to, but I had to go through a state of total neutrality and surrender. Like, just being really like, hey, I learned a lot. Maybe I can try again next year. Maybe I won't. We'll just kind of see how this goes. And in the meantime, because I was feeling so sorry for myself, I studied abroad for a semester. So that was, you know, I needed to distract myself and say, you know what, there's a bigger world. And so that helped me get into neutrality instead of being so focused on this thing that I wanted so much. Does that make sense?
Right. We get so married. Yeah. Oh my God. Either we get married about what we think we want, that we think what's best for us. And sometimes not even what's best. Cause I think when you talk about manifestation, I think that sometimes people get a bit carried away, you know, especially with the book, The Secret, and all that kind of stuff that came out, that they think it's about acquiring and being on top. I mean, it feels a little more ego-ish to me than it does, you know, the highest good, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Ego can get really wrapped up there. But this was long before The Secret, but yeah, my example.
Yeah, no, of course. But I just say, I think that really kicked a lot of this off. I don't think people really talked about manifestation much in the
everyday world. Yeah.
In the everyday world. Now it's there's memes, shirts, hat. I mean, it's very much an accepted term, which is great. But I think that when somebody is looking for signs of a direction, signs of, you know, what should I do? Should I be choosing things? I think that neutrality is that magic word that allows us to be open to it. Because I've also seen, you know, working with pendulums, great example. For me, is right when you get too focused on something. Even if, I mean, early on in my pendulum days, I would go to like a haunted location or something, and I really wanted to experience a ghost, right? Like I was looking for it. I know it sounds so strange, but that's what was happening. And but it's not what I was experiencing. I was wanting it. So it was a bit of my own creation. And once I started just being more neutral, it's like, okay, is something here? And I would be like, either way's fine. You know, for me, how I would experience neutrality and when I would get what I felt were more, I guess, honest answers, because I think sometimes when you get too excited, you'll force it to move a certain way. I mean, not move your hand, but like just your energy will make it, you'll get a false positive, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story about that. So once I was, we were traveling, and of course there was this beautiful amethyst geode And I was like, oh, I'd love for that to come home with me. And so I asked the crystal, it said yes. And so then I asked the storekeeper, there's not a price on this. Is this for sale? And she's like, oh no, that's not for sale. That's part of the store. I said, oh, I understand. If ever you would think about this, you can reach out to me and I can leave my number. And she's like, oh, you really like this. And I said, yeah, I asked it. I said it would come home with me. And she's like, okay, well, let me work with this crystal and find out. And so she pulls out a pendulum. I'm like, David, we have to leave the store. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, well, I have to at least turn my back because I can move that pendulum from, I want to be neutral. Like I want to let her have her space. Like, cause I've obviously loved all over this crystal. I was, already attached to it. I thought it was going home with me, And so I was like, no, we have to just step outside for a minute, so that she, would be.
And what happened?
And it came home with me.
You slimed it.
I did.
What you did. You slimed.
I slimed it with love.
Listen, I have to tell you, I can move a pendulum. There's
of course.
No doubt. I'll go into a crystal store and I'll just kind of put my hand out a little bit just to kind of aim it. I can make those on like the rack, twirl and twirl and twirl around. And so I need to be very careful with neutrality.
Yeah. And it's fun to play with. Like that's totally fun to play with. But this is a masterful skill to be neutral. Even like in my coaching world, like if someone's getting, just had a conversation with someone who got some ridiculous feedback, but everyone has a valid opinion and you can just go into neutral. You don't have to react to it. You can like, thank you for sharing that. That was information that you needed to share. Maybe I didn't need to hear, but you need to share. And so we're just going to move on. Like, it's okay. Like sometimes you just have to get things off your shelves. Like I'm not going to qualify it. I'm not going to disqualify it. I'm just staying in neutral because that was
neutral is great.
It's such a power move. It's such grace. You have grace, the access to grace when you are neutral.
I love it.
Yeah. And even like playing tennis, like they would say, when you're like in the neutral zone, like, or when you're in the ready position where you can move in any direction, you're not committed to a forehand or a backhand or charging the net. Like you can go anywhere when you're standing in that neutral position. It's the same thing in life. So super important.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that one. Can I have that one?
Yeah,
I'm going to use that one forever.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. But that's a really great visual of what neutrality, a physical representation of neutrality. So neutrality is a really fundamental, I think, ascension word for us to practice.
And it's again, such a superpower. And sometimes it's really hard when someone's coming at you with some stuff, you're like, I don't think so. And so what I would say to my clients is take notes. Because when you're actually taking notes, it's better if you can do it on hard copy than in a computer, which isn't always available. Because when you write, you have to use your mind. When typing, it's a different part of the brain. So it's a little more automatic for when you write. And so if you can just take notes, and it could be notes that say, this guy is blowing hot air or something, like even if it's that's what you're writing, but just take notes. It's just a distraction. It causes you to pause and you don't have to react to everything someone says.
It's funnels to me. When I write for that purpose, it's like a funneling.
Right.
And it's a really useful funnel because at least then I'm not keeping it in.
Right.
Like that's the other part of it, right? Like you're right about the different parts of the brain. And so really quickly, I'm going to tell you, when I said earlier, I've had a lot of Earth School lessons lately, and I'm going to very quickly share one that I wasn't really thinking to share today. We're in Florida right now, and my brother and his family came to visit, and I took my nieces out on the beach, and we came across, I had Suki, of course, because she's with me always, and she's my little shadow, and this guy and his friend had a dog, and so Suki and the dog were playing, this guy's like, hey, da-da-da-da-da, he goes, hey, let's talk, and he gave these lists of topics, and one of his lists was politics, and I'm like, why don't we just avoid politics, and he looked at me, and he goes, oh, you must be a libtard. I went, wow, that was rude. I didn't attack him, not one time. None of the things that I would have normally wanted to do. I also had no place to write anything except in the sand, I guess. I could have written dickhead backwards so you could read it.
Neutral.
But it was Neutral. That's a neutral move for me. Also, what's neutral for you? I know, I'm teasing. But I was like, wow, that was rude. You just met me. And I'm not sure that if you could redo it, you'd want to do it again, like this kind of thing. So in those situations, what I have found, so I don't, like, my head doesn't pop off my body, is to just kind of recap what just happened. That is a way to be like, wow, you just met me. You just called me a name. And I went on about how rude just the word is. And it's the rude is retarded. We don't say that anymore. It's fucking rude kind of thing. But it's like, and you just met me. Do you really want to do that? And I wasn't upset. I didn't have a fit. I didn't attack. I didn't get, he got angry. He did all this kind of, by the way, just met me. Right. But that was probably the most neutral I could have been until he went after my niece and I put my arm around her and we left. But that was also a neutral move.
Yeah.
Like I didn't fight, yep. You know, I don't want to fight.
It's such an interesting move when people make that choice to fight with someone they don't even know.
I mean, come the fuck on.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But it is, but I think neutrality has been such a powerful word in my own life.
Completely underestimated, just completely underestimated.
Totally. Right. It's like it's an unsung hero word.
Yeah.
Without it really is. It is. It absolutely is. So do we, do we need to take another break?
A break, but we'll take another one.
Oh man. Yeah. All right. Break it.
Always loved that sound. Ever since my first ride up the coast, and I still do, even with prostate cancer. I was on hormone therapy, but my PSA was rising, so my doctor recommended Nubeqa.
Nubeqa, darolutamide, is a prescription medication used to treat men with prostate cancer that has not spread to other parts of the body and no longer responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. In a clinical study, men lived 2 times longer without their prostate cancer spreading when they added Nubeqa to their hormone therapy compared to those taking hormone therapy alone. Nubeqa can harm unborn babies and cause loss of pregnancy. Men with female partners who may become pregnant should use effective birth control during treatment and for 1 week after the last dose of Nubeqa. Common side effects were feeling more tired than usual, arm, leg, hand, or foot pain, rash, decreased white blood cells, and changes in liver function tests.
Nubeqa can help you live for what you love.
Ask your doctor if a 1 month free trial of Nubeqa may be right for you. For details, go to Nubeqa.com or call 1-888-84-BAYER.
Hi, I'm Margaret Kiljoy. I'm a science fiction author, a feminist, an activist, and I'm the host of Cool People Who Did Cool Stuff, a podcast from Cool Zone Media that tells you exactly what it's about right there in the title. It's easy to get overwhelmed by all the monstrous stuff happening everywhere, right? So it's important to hold on to the good. Me, I'm particularly interested in the rebels, the revolutionists, and all the people who fight back. So every week, I'm going to bring you a new story about those people, about all the amazing things that they got up to, so that we realize that we too can fight for the world to be better. Every Monday and Wednesday, I'll be joined by comedians, writers, journalists, and friends to talk through not just the stories, but what they mean for us today. Listen to Cool People Who Did Cool Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
To our neutrality.
You know, it's funny. This conversation started out based on, I was using the experience with my friend and she wanted to use a pendulum and I talked about neutrality and now it's kind of grown into, it's so much bigger because the word is so powerful in everyday life and it's so much bigger that I just want to bring us back to, if anybody remembers the magical douchebag episode, when I was absolutely attacked by this guy, right? I mean, attacked, like full on, he had a meltdown, attacked. attack me. And I was so calm and frankly, quite neutral in the whole situation. And when you can be neutral, your outcome can be without regret. And I think that is something I know that I think is important in my life. I would have a feeling others would like to think that is too, because it's, there's a peacefulness to a neutrality, to processing things, to not jump the gun, not attack someone, all those things that, you know, that second chakra or even first chakra, those two work together and disharmony sometimes.
Yeah, survival, right?
Right. And just because somebody calls me a name, I don't have to act like I'm dying. You know, I don't have to also, but that's the thing, you know, but we do that. Yeah. You know, I don't have to act like it's death. And then I also don't, if somebody calls me a name, I don't have to spin out of control. Because the other thing is, this guy, the recent guy, was a stranger. P.S. I have stories not just of guys. I have women who've been like nasty bitches here lately too. So I'm not attacking you guys. Don't nobody get offended. But there is a peacefulness. There is a not regretting those things. It's kind of like, I know when I've talked about being like eating keto, I haven't the last 2 years really lived with any food regret. And that is a big, that's a burden off of my shoulders, right? So not responding in that emotional way or acting like somebody's killing me allows me to live without that regret. And I think that's a really powerful message and why we wanted to talk just about neutrality and the ways that it can really serve us. And our own peace of mind, you know?
Indeed. And you know, just to extrapolate that to one more level is meditation, right? Meditation is the ultimate neutrality, right? Quiet your mind, drop into a deep, slow breath, and become one with your highest self, which has no ego in the in those few moments. Right, just in those few moments, you get to be completely expansive, completely serene, completely neutral, and just connect in with the natural, loving nature of your soul. Like, to me, that's the ultimate neutral.
Okay, everybody, just so you know, what Brenda just did is she put you in a trance. And if you liked it, what I would do is go to her website, Brenda Rose, and go download those meditations, because I closed my eyes and listened to you and I was lost for a few seconds. I'm like, there she goes again.
Just drop in. Like, you can do
just
that.
Just drop in.
You can just drop in those few minutes. It's extraordinary. So that's our invitation today. Neutrality is today's word.
Not Greece, neutrality. We'll have some more words that are on the docket to also address. And if you guys have any words you want us to talk about, think about, process through, let us know.
Absolutely.
And even if you want to be funny, that's fine too, because at least we'll get a kick out of you. but you know, these are you know, the unsung words are really, really good ones, I think, for us to really process and how they affect our lives.
So challenge yourself to play with this, activate it within your world. And remember, Earth School is hard.
Without neutrality and the other side.
Thanks for listening,
everybody. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.